Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And Sanilac County investigation is underway after a teenage runner was struck by a vehicle Tuesday evening in Fremont Township. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office says the 16-year-old was hit just before 5 p.m. along East Gilbreth Line Road while out for a run from Yale. Deputies report the teen had been running westbound in the eastbound lane and moved across the roadway to avoid an oncoming vehicle. During that maneuver, he entered the westbound lane and was struck by a passing car. Emergency crews, including Croswell EMS, responded to the scene. The teen was transported to McLaren Port Huron for treatment. His condition has not been released. Investigators say the driver, a 21-year-old woman from Lexington, was wearing a seatbelt at the time. Authorities do not believe alcohol or drugs played a role in the crash. Names of those involved have not been released as the investigation is still ongoing. And a mid-Michigan cold case dating back more than two decades is now nearing a resolution. The 47-year-old Jason Cabello pleaded Monday to second-degree murder and first-degree criminal sexual conduct in the death of 57-year-old Jeanette Wilton. Wilton's body was discovered along the Flint River in Taymouth Township in February of 2003. Authorities say she had suffered multiple forms of violent assault and the case remained unsolved for years. The investigation was revived in 2021 by the Michigan State Police 3rd District Cold Case Team, working alongside Western Michigan University's Cold Case Program. Advances in DNA testing eventually led to a match in late 2024, linking evidence from the scene to Cabello, who had a prior family connection to the victim. Prosecutors allege Cabello assaulted and killed Wilton after leaving a bar in the Birch Run area, later abandoning her body near the river. The case had been scheduled for trial, but the plea agreement means Cabello is expected to serve between 23 and 45 years in prison. Sentencing is set for June 1st. A no-contest plea does not admit guilt, but allows the court to impose a sentence as if the defendant were found guilty. Defense attorneys say they hope the outcome brings some measure of closure to those affected. When we come back from this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto. They're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, a criminal fraud investigation tied to Sandusky Community Schools is now moving into the hands of a special prosecutor. The case centers on former school employees suspected of embezzling thousands of dollars. The prosecuting attorney's coordinating counsel requested the appointment of a Huron County prosecuting attorney's office, citing a potential conflict of interest. That request has been approved, assigning the case to an outside prosecutor. Authorities say the investigation began last fall after school officials noticed irregularities in financial records, including receipts and invoices. What started as an internal review quickly escalated into a criminal probe involving the Sandusky Police Department. Search warrants were executed at a residence on Gulfview Drive in late October. With assistance from the Michigan State Police, investigators report that property belonging to the school district was recovered during those searches. The case is still in its early review stage. If charges are authorized, they would be filed in Sanilac County Courts. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.